Welcome to Mulondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Mulondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Coretta complained to Sergeant Murray about John's abusive behavior, but only wanted him to be warned. Maurice called Zena, but Myrtle took the call and refused to let him speak to her. Benicia told Sherry that Brian was constantly harassing and threatening the Venezuelans who had moved into Ignatius's apartment. Shelley reported him and Alonzo to Sergeant Murray, who questioned and arrested them. Right now, Coretta is visiting June.
Morning, June. I hope you don't mind I just stopping by you unannounced.
Good morning, Coretta. It's okay. I just finished watering my plants.
Oh, Mr. Williams upstairs?
No. He went into town to do some business at Republic Bank. You heard that Alonzo and Brian were charged for assault and trafficking in persons?
Wow.
Anyway, what's up?
I wanted to seek your advice on something.
Okay.
My husband John been...
Yes? Coretta.
Yeah, me and John starting a craft business, and I know you know plenty of people.
Yes, you mentioned the business before. I know some people, but I won't say a whole lot.
I just trying to get some customers. I really trying to find a way to get into the oil market too.
That's nice. What are your plans?
Well, you know, Guyana got people coming in and out, whether they're working with ExxonMobil or some other oil-related business.
Yeah, a lot of expats are here. So, your intention is to target them with your craft?
Exactly.
That will be a tough market to break into though. I mean, there are so many other people in the business of making craft. How do you intend to get about it?
Well, for one, we can register with the Center for Local Business Development.
Oh, yes. That is the right place to start. You'll get all the advice and training you need in international standards and how to get the best quality product out there.
That's our intention.
Coretta, I'm happy that you and your husband are doing this. Guyana's only at its genesis of its oil production.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling John. Now is the time to get in.
Imagine ExxonMobil has discovered an equivalent of over 10 billion barrels of oil in 6 years.
Guyana is blessed.
It's only recently I was reading an article, and it sunk in. Since 2015, they have discovered the equivalent of 1.7 billion barrels of oil per year.
Imagine, Ejun. All the time we had so much oil.
I'm telling you, we've always been rich in natural resources. Gold, diamond, and bauxite.
Semi-precious stones.
Mm-hmm. And so much more. Anyway, I wish you and your husband all the success in the business you are trying to start. A lot of people don't realize how much Guyana will change within the next years, you know. Now is the time to start the businesses you've been dreaming of.
I agree.
You don't have to be working directly with ExxonMobil to benefit from the oil, you know.
That is why I'm telling John. I just wish he could move a little faster.
He's dragging his feet.
Yes, ma'am.
If it is that he is taking his time to plan, you can't fault him for that. Look, when it comes to our oil discovery, you know the initial agreement for exploration was signed back in 1999?
Yes, I heard that.
And look, it's not till 2015 they made the first discovery. So these things take time.
Yeah, but me and Johnny got all the time. I hope that in a year we will be up and running and popular.
It can happen. Once you're producing good quality products, word will spread.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you all the best. And don't be afraid at any time to ask me or James for advice.
June, I wanted to talk to you about something else.
Okay.
Me and John been fighting a lot lately. I mean, all two we just quarrel with one another, you know.
All married couples quarrel. But is it going beyond quarreling?
You know what? never mind. I just blowing things out of proportion.
You sure? Because if it was bothering you so much that you raised it with me, there must be something going on.
We can work it out, man.
You sure, Coretta?
Yes, sure. Everything can be fine.
Hello.
You finally answered.
And I shouldn't have. What do you want, Maurice?
Where are you staying? I want to come and see you. I'm worried about you.
I can't tell you. What do you want?
Zena, I'm really sorry for what happened. I miss you so much, baby.
We can't keep doing this, Maurice. Enough is enough.
You know where I just came from?
Where?
I went to see the counselor.
Oh.
I realized that there's some work I need to do on myself.
Okay.
We spoke about my childhood.
And what did she say about that?
Well, I'm starting to realize that my father's way of running his household has a lot to do with the way I am. You know that daddy was strict. He put pressure on me. Failure was not an option.
Okay.
Mommy stayed at home while daddy brought home the money. And I watched my mother serve my father.
What are you getting at, Maurice?
That is how I was socialized. The woman serves her man. The woman listens to her man. The man rules his home with an iron fist.
And you didn't see anything wrong with that?
Look, I see how maybe my misjudgment at times would have pushed you away.
At times?
I am not exactly like my father. I wanted you to be educated and have your own career. You did that.
Yes, but all through that, you still abused me.
I wanted you to be the best mother for our children.
And how about you being the best father for them? The children are hurting because of what you have done to me, Maurice.
I know I have a lot of explaining to do to them.
That's if they will ever speak to you again. I send them pictures of my injuries.
They've been calling me. Why did you do that?
Why? Our children are adults now. And they need to see that you have not changed.
But how would you feel if I told them you had an affair with a child?
Denzel is not a child. He is a brilliant young man. And I didn't have an affair. You and I are divorced, and we were not in a relationship when I met Denzel.
So that's your story, and you're sticking to it.
That's the truth. And you have no right to judge me when you had numerous affairs during our marriage.
You have evidence of that?
You're really going to deny that? When I saw messages on your phone, you forget that that young woman who came to my office and said she was pregnant by you?
And that turned out to be a lie. There is no evidence that I had a sexual relationship with her.
We are not in court, Maurice. When are you going to stop lying about things that you have done?
Zina.
Look, I'm getting upset again. And I need to hang up this phone.
Zina, please don't hang up. I want you to know that I really want to make a change. That's why I took it upon myself to visit the counselor today.
Best wishes with that. I hope she helps you to sort out your demons. But don't expect me to be there with you. Because I am truly done this time.
Zina, please. I'm really...
Coretta, calm down and tell me slowly what happened.
It's Janaki.
Wait, there was another incident?
Sergeant Murray, I can't repeat the hurtful things this man said to me this afternoon. I don't know what to do.
You can press charges.
But me husband can't go to jail, Sergeant Murray. We're starting a business.
Coretta, this man is verbally abusing you every day. He has put his hands on you. He has threatened to burn down your house. This is serious, Coretta.
Look, he was upset because you talk to him. He asked me why I bring in the police in me and he business.
And you think he will just magically change his behavior?
I just want things to get better.
Coretta, you are involved in an abusive relationship. There is persistent verbal abuse. He has hit you. He has threatened to burn your house down. He's causing you to live in fear.
I know this is not like the kind of man John is. Sergeant Murray, there ain't nothing I could do to prevent you from doing these things.
Yes, we can. We can charge him.
No, not that. Like why y'all can't already have to do these things to me?
Explain further, please, Coretta.
There ain't no orders to protect women.
Yes, there are protection orders.
Yeah,
though. Let me explain this to you. A protection order would prohibit John from being on the same premises with you. And this is anywhere you are. For instance, if you go to Boston restaurant, he won't be able to go there while you're there.
Oh.
Also, it will prohibit him from harassing you, from speaking to you or sending you any messages. He won't be able to take anything that belongs to you. Neither will he be able to send somebody to talk to you on his behalf or harass you. Basically, he has no rights to contact you.
This is not what I want.
Coretta.
You
own that house, so he will have to move out.
But Sergeant Murray, I ain't want nothing where John got to move out or anything like that.
Coretta, what you want?
I just want you to tell him to behave himself. If you got to give him a paper that says if he do it to me again, you're gonna arrest him or something like that.
Coretta, you are living with this man. The police not in your house, and he can do anything to you at any time. The only way to guarantee your safety is to be away from him. Okay, well, the most I could do for you now is advise you. If you want me to give him a warning again, I could do that.
Yes, please do that for me. And let you know that you are going to arrest him if he try any foolishness with
Coretta, where you think this will end if John in change ways? Tell me.
Sergeant Murray, I just think it's a phase he's going through, man. He's not a terrible person.
And you truly believe that?
Yes, I mean... everybody does get frustrated with life sometimes.
Yes, but not everybody decides that the way to deal with it is to curse and hit their women.
I tell you, I just fight the man. And I just as guilty for quarreling with him.
Alright, Coretta, why you don't try this? Stop quarreling with him. And if he opens his mouth to tell you anything, don't respond. And if he raises his hand to hit you, don't fight back. You do that and see if anything will change.
I understand what you're saying.
You're not responsible for anybody's behavior. Any situation that becomes too difficult or stressful for a person, they have the option to walk away. Coretta, please see the value in yourself and don't let this man get away with the violence against you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murondoy.
Murunloy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.